Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Make myself turn that song off because y'all, I'm already in the zone. That song is so vital, so interwoven into the Down South energy. It's crazy. I know everybody remember being at a jam listening to, you know, the bass. But this is Miss Latoya Bird on the line. I'm so happy to be here with you on the ilovedownsouth.com online talk radio show, talking about what in the world is going on down south. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much more beneath the eye that I'm happy to share. So, like I said, please share the information with some people on your social media, ilovedownsouth.com. Make sure people get on and listen, because people down south love to say ain't nothing going on down south when in actuality, there is a phenomenal evolution, a phenomenal elevation that's taking place right before our eyes, and it's very beautiful. And so I want you to take part in that. I want you to stop and smell the conch fritters, okay, and Mama's Gwen's Kitchen. I want you to stop and smell the good food. Shouts out to Pink Hearts, Inc., for hosting their day party, their first annual, or however, I don't know how often they're going to do it. They need to do it all the time. But their day party was phenomenal, amazing. It was so nice, nicely put together, a very well-done event. And the reason why I want to stress that is because we tend to downgrade things when it comes to down south. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is over because Miss K, Miss Pinkheart herself, Miss Kenesha McCombs Gummer, is actually being a part of the community that's changing down south. And so I had an opportunity to meet so many awesome females and so many amazing women this evening, and also through Tiandra's treasure chest. And you guys are no stranger to her. She's been on the show several times in the past, 2 years now? And we're really happy to have been a part of the modeling, you know, cast that was on stage today. Lord have mercy, my feet are hurting, y'all. but shouts out to all the things, beautiful things that came together for that event. So I have to give it up and give her an applause. I tried to get her on the show. I don't know if she'd be able to chime in. I know they're still wrapping up here in Homestead at the Homestead Pavilion. It was just beautiful. So what's new in Good News Ghouls? Good News Ghouls is doing really good. We are getting back on track. We took a hiatus, a well-needed hiatus, because we're growing so enormously that sometimes you have to be prepared to grow. And we are looking forward to dropping our next issue. We're looking forward to turning 2 years old. It's just, you know, there's just a lot going on with the good news, even though good news is hard to come by in our community in recent weeks. You know, we've had the shooting in Chocolate City, shooting in Homestead, another shooting in Goose, and it just keeps going on and on and on. However, we have to turn that bad news into something good. We have to make that divine injustice, you know, something that we use. So we're not just going to settle for the injustices that are happening in our community. We're going to turn it into a divine injustice, because awareness and change has to happen after a life is taken, you know, whether it be at our own hands or at hands of other people. We have to turn that tragic situation into something, you know, positive that makes our community better. So on that note, you know, my prayers and my heart go out to the families that have lost loved ones from this week's massacre. And let's not downplay the shooter. You know, it sickens me to hear the justifications when it comes to American terrorists. We lower the bar when it comes to things like that. But if they were a multicultural or an ethnic terrorists, they would just go to the extreme. And we need to do something in our community about mental illness, you know, since that's one of the elephants in the room. But I just want to encourage you guys this week to be alert, to be aware. I also heard there was different threats going on in schools down south, gun threats. And so we just need to be prayed up, not just down south, that's everywhere. All right. So boom. In regards to your good news, make sure you get your good news to me as soon as possible. Email me at goodnewsghouls.com. If you have anything positive that you want to say, we want your content. If your baby got an A, passed, you know, got a scholarship, shouts out to Javante Holmes and the Magnificent Seven at Palm Glades Preparatory Academy. They were on the show last week. First players in the history of the school to get signed full scholarships, you know, and that's happening right here at Palm Glades Preparatory Academy in Goose. So, like, it's so many amazing things going on. So we do have good news happening despite of the bad news. All right. So anyway, let's get right to it. I have a special guest this evening, and I'm really happy to see the alumni of the illustrious Miami Southridge Senior High School just doing their thing all across the nation. Yes, I have to say it like that. Okay. So, of course, I'm class of 98 from Miami Southridge Senior High, home of the Spartans and all of that, red, you know, silver, black, all of that, right? But when you see classmates, or you see, you know, people that you all went to school with each other, and you see them doing their passion, you see them doing their creative, divine creativity, all that stuff, when you see them doing that, that is such a sigh of relief and proudness, because we've seen some classmates and you know, some school colleagues that we went to school with and neighborhood friends that were at another extreme. They did not make it out of the mindset that they were in. And, you know, their lives were surrendered to drugs, depression, whatever have you. So when we see the positive taking place, it's like far and few between. So when we see it, we have to support it and celebrate it. And that's what tonight is all about. And that's why I said, you know, it's the evolution, the down south rises up. And we rise up when it comes to talent. We rise up when it comes to creativity, when it comes to purpose, when it comes to change. And it's just happening very boldly. However, it's also happening subtly in regards to others knowing about it. And so I had the opportunity to be a part of the, I'm going to say it wrong. Let me go look at my notes. But for the guests, shoot me. Don't shoot me, girl. I had the pleasure of being a model, modeling Marie James. I hope I'm saying it right. Marie James exclusive, okay, clothing line. Like, it was just amazing to be, you know, drove. And considering Black Panther dropped this week, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had on my Daishiki prints. You know, I had a clutch. I whooped up my head wrap. Y'all know how I do. And they just wasn't ready for me. They wasn't ready for me. They wasn't ready for the exclusiveness of the designer. They wasn't ready. So I have none other than the founder of Marie James Exclusive. And this is what she says. She says, all things are handcrafted. And her motto is actually be paparazzi ready. So, Miss CEO and founder, are you on the line? Can you hear me? She is probably somewhere making sure the wardrobe is ready because I just had her on with me. She might be trying to chime in. Marie James, can you hear me? All right, guys, we're going to keep going until she chimes in with us. So, yes, let me tell you about her line. If you are on Instagram, take a minute to just type in Marie James Exclusive and follow her page, and you can see her clutches and her accessories and so on and so forth. So the cool thing is that Marie has partnered with a local nonprofit organization, Pink Hearts Inc., who I was mentioning earlier, as well as the Wonder Twins, who are another group from the North Miami side of town, but they do have down south ties, and I have a huge fan of theirs. But anyway, she's partnered with them, and she's designed, you know, clutches for their brand, and I pretty much think she's like a brand stylist. Because she comes and she drops her designer, you know, her designer swirl or whatever she want to call it, her designer magic, on different brands that have purpose, and then she turns it into fashion, and it's such a beautiful thing to take a look at and to actually, you know, have. So I'll be rocking her styles pretty soon here. It was so fun being on the stage. I felt like I was, you know, in Fashion Week, which she just came from, I learned. And it was just really nice to see her in her element, see her in the backstage, dressing all the models, you know, mismatching them with, you know, different designs and making sure everything is perfect. And that was really cool to see. And I think back, wow, I used to see this girl in the hallway at Southridge Senior High. And now, you know, she's gone all the way to Fashion Week, and she's coming back with her, you know, down south swag and her own, you know, energy and creativity that she brings to the table. So it was amazing to see Miss Marie James Exclusive, okay, and be a part of what was happening here in the down south area. That's why I say down south rises up, and they're rising up because they're listening to the creative call. And they went all the way to the Big Apple, you know, on a fashion tip. So I don't know if I have Marie James Exclusive on the line with me. Were you able to call in?
I'm here.
Okay, we got you. Yes, ma'am. We were checking for you earlier. I was hoping you was listening to all the great things that I had to say about you. So let me do a proper you know, introduction with my live studio audience, my electronic audience. Hold on. Let me get my applause ready for you. Welcome to the line. I thank you so much for answering your creative call. And can you talk to our listening audience? And shouts out to Dungeon Life as well. I was just sharing with the listening audience that you come in with your designer essence and you turn someone's brand or their purpose into fashion. And I just thought that was so awesome, like how you've partnered with Pink Hearts Inc., how you've partnered with the Wonder Twins, and I have a couple other businesses and brands and people with organizations that I like to introduce you to so that you can bring your designer essence to them and what they do. So can you tell us how fashion found you?
I would say when I was younger, it was just always something I was into. But I didn't really expand on it until I was older. Once I got married, I was working a regular job. I was an HR manager. And then I had kids. I was like, okay, maybe it's time to just explore into what you really want to do. And I tried some trial and error. I tried different creative things. I made earrings. I made accessories. And that just wasn't it. So I got my hands on the sewing machine, and the rest is history. I'm all self-taught, and I just do what I can. I do. I partnered with Pink Hearts Inc. first as far as branding. Then I did the Wonder Twins. I'm also partnered with my niece's foundation, which is Aria's Planet, and that's for cerebral palsy awareness. So her line is coming out in March. And I'm branching out to more brands as we go. The more I go, the more I grow.
Uh-oh, she said, press on the beat, press on the beat. Okay, so so now that you know, you've surrendered, because I feel like when we do go to school, we get a degree, or we do all these different things that we think we're supposed to do, we get the job, we, some kind of way, we bury the thing that we really want to do. And do you have any 1-2 steps? Do you have any encouraging words to give to people who might be on the hamster wheel of life and who have, like, dreams, goals, and aspirations to do other things that they think may not be lucrative to them, or who just may have doubt? Like, do you have any tips or words of encouragement for people in that situation?
I would say, if you feel like, because when we were growing up, it was always go to college. College was the all, will all, everybody, you have to go to college. So we followed those paths. The youth these days are more daring. They're more, you know, out there early. They're not so focused on we have to go to college as much as back when we were in high school. But as I would say, if you feel like you have a dream, a vision, a goal, if your purpose is not that 9-to-5, I jump. Everybody can't jump because everybody's not able to jump. No, it hasn't been easy. Yes, I have struggled. Yes, I have battled through homelessness. I've been in business for 4 years. Within them 4 years, I have been through, you name it, I've been there. I had to sew out of a hotel before. I've worked in the most unconventional places with that sewing machine. That sewing machine traveled with me from state to state. I started in Atlanta, and I'm back in Miami. So it's all about your drive. Don't jump out there if you're not willing to put in that work and be consistent with it, because it's not going to grow. So it's every day is your drive. Is you have to be determined. You have to be persistent. You have to be prayed up, because some days you want to quit. You got to know, I haven't reached it yet. I got to keep going. So, I mean, if you want to take your baby steps, save up, and then do little bits here and there. Get familiar with your craft. Get your website going. Start small and then build and keep your job. But if you want to just take a leap of faith and jump out there, jump. But when you jump, you got to keep yourself up there. So you have to stay on your grind. I feel like the more visible you are, you have to be present. You know, I don't miss opportunities unless it's something that I just cannot do. But if I could possibly do it, I make it happen. And it don't even matter if you show up and you don't feel like you're all the way prepared. Honestly, I could say today I didn't feel like I was prepared. And then I got there and it was like, whoa, okay. You was over-prepared. And I didn't expect today to be as amazing as it was. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. I'm kind of hard on myself,
right.
So I felt like I'm not right. I wasn't going to be ready, but, I mean, that was just Michelle being Michelle. But, yes, I would say take that leap of faith and just go, because it's nothing more hurting or depressing than when you know you're not living up to your purpose, when you're every day trying to figure out, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? I know this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. You have to do it, even if you just take it slow. Just do it. You'll feel so much more accomplished just doing something towards your dreams and your goals. And write it down, make it plain, and check them goals off the list. And that's about all I could say about it.
Okay, perfect. Before we go on, because everything you just said kind of was a perfect segue into me introducing our next guest. Our next guest actually is also a business owner. They took, you know, a leap of faith and partnership, and I just want to bring them on to introduce them, because they're going to be featured next week, and I want to know what they have to say. Do I have Mr. Quentin Parrish on the line?
Yes, ma'am. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, hey.
Hey,
Mr. Taco Man.
What's going on with you, LaToya?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Man, listen.
How you
hold
doing?
Let me get my applause for you, too. I am doing very well. That was an applause for those vegan nachos I had that night in Wynwood. You and Melton, y'all just hooked it up for a sister. So thank you so much. Quentin, can you tell us what is the good news? What happened in this past week with you being a business owner?
We had our soft opening and the shops are in place at our taco spot called Taco Genius.
Okay. Listen. So, Marie James Exclusive. You know I'm calling you the whole name of the business, right? Marie James Exclusive. Quentin and his business partner, Melton. They have opened. Milton, I always do that. Milton, my old spades player, who I used to play in high school, they partnered, and it's just two black business owners in the taco business, in the catering business, and they got their taco game down pat. You hear me? And so they are now at a permanent gourmet tacos, and they have a permanent spot down in Sunset Place. That's right. And so how does it feel to have a physical, like, brick and mortar, like, in a prime location? Like, y'all really did it. Sunset Place?
Yeah,
that's huge.
We feel real good about it. We went through like 100 markets and festivals. So I've been through a lot to get to this point right here. We feel real good.
That's what's up. So let me ask this question. Does it taste good? Are the nachos or the tacos better?
Does it taste good? This the best taco
yes,
you're
does
get?
It taste better? Does it taste better? You said you've been through so much. And I said,
no,
and you
like,
said it feels real good.
Grinding on the weekends. Been out there grinding on the weekends. That's what we've been through. We know the taco will taste good. That's no doubt about that.
Okay.
I'm just saying the grind that it took to get to a brick and mortar.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's saying. Stay with me. You know, I know it tastes good because I done had about one of them.
Yeah, don't say nothing. No. The trial error came from going to market on the weekend.
Right. So, Marie James Exclusive, they have, when I say they've been grinding, like what you just said, get out there and do the work, these men have done that. And we got to go support them when they have their, you know, grand opening. I definitely will let you know, Marie, so you can come out and be a part of it. And so, yeah, so where can the people reach you? What's your contact information? What can they look forward to at Taco Genius?
So we at the Shop for Sunset Place at 5701. Sunset Drive, Miami, Florida, 33143. Y'all can call us at 786-671-7914. And if anybody come by and mention Good News Ghouls, we'll give you a discount.
Woo, woo. Now, you know I'm finna come by. What are y'all hours of operation?
Our hours are 11 to 9, Monday through Sunday.
Okay. No doubt. No doubt. I'm coming through. So you at the shop right now?
We are all the way live. We at the shop right now. Selling tacos right now.
Okay, recording live from the top. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me calm down. I'm sorry. Listen, y'all, the reason why the name of the show is, it's called The Evolution, Down South Rises Up. And so while we have different business owners coming out of Down South and they're doing things huge outside of Down South, like Marie James Exclusive just said she went to Atlanta, you know, Quentin and Melton, Milton from, you know, the Ghouls area, but they're up in Sunset Place. That doesn't mean that they've detached themselves from Down South. They're just a representation of what Down South can breed and what Down South can bring to the table. So just want you to support. Yes.
We also had a concession stand on Goose Park. We never leave home. We never go forget about home or where we come from. So we got a concession stand
on Goose Park.
And it's open Monday to Friday from 4 to 7.
That's right. Prime time, park time. If you need a pickle leg, if you need a blow pump, if you need fries and wings, chicken wings. Listen, I'm not a promoter of chicken, but if you need fries, definitely. I'll promote vegan. Okay, I'm trying to live. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go more in detail with Taco Genius next week, and we look forward to you guys being on, all right?
All right. Thank you, Latoya. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm coming for my free taco.
All right. I didn't say free. I said discount.
I want to throw that in there. All right. Peace and blessings to you guys. I'm looking forward to you all being in the magazine. I'm looking forward to interviewing you guys, writing about you, and telling my students about you. And yeah, peace and blessings. See you soon.
All right. I'll see you next week.
Okay. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. Those gentlemen have my heart. Anybody that's doing something from hometown, I got to support. I got to figure out what I can do to support them. So I'll definitely be up on that and getting my veggie tacos on with them. And definitely stop by the concession stand at Goose Park. So back to speaking of tacos, and do tacos in fashion have a thing? I think they do. Marie James, you know, I think they got something going on because you got to dress up the taco for it to taste right. You got to have certain things, the colors, the texture, all that. So before we let you go, can you tell us about tonight in regards to putting pieces together, in regards to bringing fashion to life? What is your process? How do you process that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, today, if I had to describe her flavor and her personal style today, first of all, came in there with that two-tone aqua. I think that was aqua, deep aqua hair. Flowing. Thought it was a unicorn or something in that thing. It was just beautiful. Nose ring chain from nose to ring with ornaments all on it. Just beautiful lace and some leopard wedge. I don't know, girl. It was cute. So how do you process and how do you go from flavor to flavor, if you will, when you're putting it all together? Is there a process that you go through when you are doing your queendom, like before you leave the house, before it's just right? What is that process like? What is that creative process like?
To be honest, there's like no real creative process. I just wear what makes me feel good. I don't really keep up with the trends. I'm not very trendy. I'm always outside of the box, and I'm very secure with myself. So I like to show my personality within my clothes. I'm not very talkative, so I will stand out in the room just by my appearance, not purposely. I'm really shy, but my fashion sense is very loud. I don't far as like with the models. It doesn't really have to be matchy-matchy. I'm not really into, like, matching all the way. I'm always into a splash of color. Mixed prints. Don't be afraid of mixing prints. Plaids is life. Plaids work every day, year-round. Mixing plaids. Camouflage, like some of the models had on camouflage. Those type of things are not just a trend. Those are just statement pieces. It always works. I don't care. It just always works. And I would say as far as styling and just do what works best for you. Like, I just dress for me. I don't really have no different things. If I see it, I like it. Like with the nose ring earring, it was just something I had someone make for me. And I don't wear it very often. I wore it one time to Six Flags, and it turned into, like, everybody was like, oh, my God, what does she have on? And it's just fun. I like to dress for fun. My handbags are all fun, and they're all styled to just, even if you wore all black, you could see you could just put it on. And my slogan for my bags, first of all, is I let my bags do the talking, because they do. They speak louder than I would probably speak for myself. When I go set up in Vend, I could set up my table, and as you walk by, you're going to see something that you like. It's either fun, it's playful, and even if, like, one of the models, she said, I don't wear makeup. I have never, you know, dressed like this. She walked out there today with an African skirt on with a polka dot bag. You know, just do something playful and fun, and it just brings up your spirit. It brings up your energy, you know, because you get people notice it. So even if you don't want to be noticed, you're going to be noticed in a positive light. And that's always my goal. That's what I love everything I create, everything I touch that comes off my machine. I love it. I see it. I love it. It's not just made. I'm not on no, I have to do this. I do it because I really love to do it. So to see people embrace it and wear it and feel good in it, it makes me feel great. So I just want, you know, I that same positive energy it gives me, I like to give it off to others. And to see that happen, it's an amazing feeling.
Oh, awesome. Would you agree with this statement, or would you co-sign this statement that fashion is a frequency?
See, yes, but it's a personal frequency, though.
Okay.
I think everything about your style and everything, I feel like, is personal. It is a wave. It's always different waves of fashion going on. But I just look at all of it on more of a personal level. What works best for you?
Okay. Okay, awesome. So, like for example, today, I didn't know what I was going to be modeling at all. The only thing that Kenesha told me, she was like, oh, you know, the stylist may have a fatigue jacket for you, so wear a bodysuit. And I was like, a bodysuit? Do they know that I'm 200 and something? What they mean? You know, so I'm like, I'm already freaked out. Like, before I leave the house, panic attack because I don't know what's going on. And I get there, and you say, I want somebody to wear this African scarf. And I'm like, girl, this is up. This what I wear every day. So it was so nice to feel like that black kindergarten teacher that you remember, you know, who always wore African clothes every damn day. And you were like, it is not Black History. Why is she wearing that? And then you get older and you realize why she was wearing that every day.
Right.
Why she had, you know, 18 dashikis and those dresses that look like muumuus. But, you know, because now I'm doing it because it's personal. I'm choosing to, you know, pick my fabric, wrap my head in a certain color, or to wrap my head to represent queendom or my ancestors or my royalty, you know. And so today felt so natural, like, oh, really? Like, this is for real. I'm right at home. And to see your pieces and to see the different shades of women rock these, you know, these statement pieces, as you said, it was just so dope. And then to see how you have influenced, or I don't know, Miss K got her own style, but because I know you rock with the clutches and everything, to see all of that come together where your creative design mixed with, you know, Pink Heart's purpose and her passion of what she's doing to help the cancer community and provide support to them is just explosive. So now I'm not only going out, you know, just to be cute. I'm being cute on purpose, with a purpose, you know. And so the fashion frequency is now a result of accountability. Like, you know what? Because I know better, I'd rather wear a shirt that says something about Pink Heart Inc., versus Nike, or versus, you know, something that say Bay, or, you know, something frivolous. I'm going to wear something with a cause, with a purpose, with a movement behind it. So my closing statement and next transitional question to you is, how have you used your creative essence, and I like saying that, your creative essence, to make statements about what is going on in our community, make statements about how you feel about what's going on in the community. What was your last outfit that said enough is enough? Like, what did it look like? And when was the last time you can recollect, you know what, I'm wearing this on purpose because I feel like I need to say something?
Every day. As far as my brand, I'm starting a line of clutches called, it'll be Clutches for a Cure. So one thing that someone approached me with before, even before I started with Pink Hearts, when I first started the bags, they said it was like a lack of representation in the stores for other, how could I put it? What's the word for it? I can't think of the word. I'm lost the word. Like the breast cancer. Like, breast cancer awareness has all the pink ribbons. So they were saying, you know, we really can't find anything that represents, you know, what I'm diagnosed with. And so I started doing like a teal ribbon and a peach ribbon and putting them on bags. And then, you know, it branched off to Pink Heart. So every bag goes towards breast cancer awareness with them. With the Wonder Twins, every purchase of a bag goes towards research for scleroderma. With my niece, with Aria Stannett, every purchase of a bag, a portion of it goes towards cerebral palsy awareness. So it's almost like I'm feeling a need in the market of what's not out there, you know, because they can't just walk in the store like you could walk in and say, okay, I see some breast cancer fabric, or I see a breast cancer pin or a purse or a shirt. It's not there for all the other, you know,
right.
diseases.
Like, that's the head cheerleader on the squad, and nobody sees everybody else when in actuality there's an actual team, you know, people being exposed to different, you know, ailments and diseases that they'd like to raise awareness from. So, okay. So, wait a minute.
So, every month. Go ahead.
Wait. A quick question. I'm sorry. I'm about to be silly. So, you mean to tell me there's about to be a cure? Is there a cure for foolishness? Because I need, what color, what symbol, what color do we need?
There's
some people out here who are really affected by foolishness, and I want to raise awareness all around town on that. We are here to cure the foolishness. We're going to tell you the simp. We're going to tell you how to treat it. And we're going to tell you how to make sure you get a Marie James exclusive clutch so you can raise awareness with passion. Amen.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're a mess.
My bad. Yeah, so, okay. I really like that. I want to challenge you and invite you to just let young people know what it is that you're doing. I challenge you to come to my school. I work for two charter schools. Come out to our school to talk about what it is that you do, and specifically encourage the kids, because they're the next generation. And if you can impact and empower that next generation with the idea that, you know what, there's not a lot of representation of awareness through, you know, fashion as it relates to X, Y, and Z. And then you can highlight, you know, what it is that you're doing, and then maybe do a project at the school, do a survey, find out, you know, what are some of the different things that they'd like awareness about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then show them how to use their creative wiles and know-hows to get all the way to the next level, make it a part of their school culture, that they rock, you know, the purple and green tie-dye to represent foolishness awareness.
Right. Amen. I would love
we're about to get real with this.
Right.
Get real. Well, okay. So sorry. I just pulled up to Mr. Tootie Fruity. For those of you that are familiar with way down south in Florida City, you gotta come in Mr. Tootie Fruity, the fruit bar. You gotta come in here and get my green drink. So before we let you go, is there anything that you'd like to touch on in regards to you being a designer? What would you like to see from your community as future clients, future customers? Is there anything that you'd like to do to engage differently communities?
What would I like to see? I would like to see more support for independent designers. Gucci has enough money. Louis Vuitton has enough money. Michael Kors has enough money, you know, but it's people out here that are trying to get to those levels. No dream is too big. No dream is too small. I think we just need to put more support with our own kind, within our own communities, and not be so quick to say, you know, that's not my style. It could be your style, you know what I mean? Even if it's not for you, buy it for somebody else and give it. You know what I mean? It's just all about support and supporting one another in a positive light. We are so hard on independent business owners and entrepreneurs, and we're harder on them than we are with the regular store. And we expect more from the entrepreneur than you would from Macy's. And I don't think it's fair. I think, you know, we have to be more understanding and more supportive to entrepreneurs because it's a grind. You know, a lot of people are starting from the bottom with their own money, with their own, you know, lives going on. And it's a grind, it's a hustle. And people really do genuinely care about their businesses. Yes, it's
yeah,
a huge,
it's a huge sacrifice.
And people take that for granted, you know, it's like, oh, they just know, you know, people are really out here trying to, you know, reach goals. It's goals that people have written that they're trying to knock off these lists. And, you know, we need support. We need the support of our community. Like I said, I show up. You know, I mean, if it's somewhere to be, I'm present. If all means, I'm present. So, you know, if they're there, then support them. You know what I mean? Even if you don't have no money to support, positivity, positive words go a long way because a lot of entrepreneurs, it's hard. So you never know what they could be going through mentally. Just give them a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, congratulations, you're doing a great job. You know, I love what you're doing out here. Those words go a long way. You know, that could take them to the next day when they could have wanted to quit on that day. So, I mean, I just think we need more support, you know, moral build-up, financial build-up. Take a chance on a small business. And if it doesn't work out, don't be so quick to bash them because you don't bash Macy's if your order come up wrong. So, you know what I mean? Don't be so quick to be, you know, so hard on them. They trying. Give them another shot. If you don't want to shop with them again, then you don't have to. But just don't be so quick to just be like, oh, that's a terrible business. Like, they may have had a terrible day. So that's all I could say.
Listen, you just said something talking about you shy. you said so much because it's unfair that we treat the black business owner like they are the perfect business guy. And if you got one chance to mess up with me, before I get on this social media and tell everybody how horrible your customer service was. You know what I mean? And it's like, wait a minute. You have to understand that collectively we are a work in progress and support is everything. For those of you listening in on the line, if there are callers calling in, I'm sorry. My laptop's down. We just vibing out right now. Make sure you check out Marie James Exclusive. The link is on our show description at ilovedownsouth.com. Just look in the show description to click on her link to go to her website. And I'm just saying that so I won't forget. And then what I want to say is that support is so – I look for opportunities to support other people. So today, as we're leaving, we're exhausted from today, right? We're in the parking lot, guys, and Marie's across from me. We're trying to text because we're in Homestead. The text message not going through, and we're right next to each other. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing, you know, at 6 o'clock, 6:30? Would you like to be on the show? Boom. That's one way that I show love to business owners, organizations immediately. My first instinct is to say, hey, you got to be on the show. Hey, come on the show. Talk about what it is that you're doing, what's going on with you. You know what I mean? And support can be in so many different shapes and forms, but we want to not forget that these people are in business and business is related to the dollar sign. So you do need to spend a couple of dollars when you find someone you want to support. Okay? Like, so, you know, make it a point to support those in your community or those in your network on a monthly basis. So I will be making some purchases with you, sis. I just purchased some stuff with Pink Hearts Inc. I'm going to be promoting Tianja's treasure chest in the magazine, actually. Like, it's so fun connecting the right dots. And I think with fashion in mind and seeing what you got going on, I might need some consultation on the fashion tips from you as a stylist. And I'm going to leave you with a challenge for you personally as a stylist and as a business owner. I'd like to see you get at least 10 clients, if not 20, for this year's prom, and just show them the Marie James exclusive way you go to prom, the way you have your last ball, you know, in high school, and make it so personable. Like, look for people specifically at Miami Southridge Senior High School. You understand me? Like, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. See, put it out there. See how it roll off the tongue. Because I think that will be an awesome, awesome thing to do in regards to reaching to young women or even men. You might be, some people might put in some requests for some ties or whatever right. that thing called that go around their waist. You know? So, yeah, that one. And so I challenge you to do that with the young people from, you know, from our school. And do it as a proud alumni, because I think that'll just be too dope, too awesome. It'll make for a great story. Oh my gosh, I'll send it out to Miami Times. I'll send it out to Palmetto Bay. Who else do I write for before? And Miami Herald. I haven't written for them yet, but listen, they need to know. They need to know. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that might look like. If you accept the challenge, and if you have a challenge for us, we will gladly take on a fashion challenge.
I accept. I can't think of any right now.
I got something in mind. If you challenge me to wear some aqua hair, I might have to say okay. I might do a little bang, you know. I might do a little bang, a splash of color in the bang, you know.
I challenge you to do something that would normally make you feel uncomfortable.
Ooh, okay. I think, and I'm gonna take a picture when I do it.
Yes, yeah, something that you would have not worn that you normally thought would make you feel uncomfortable. And if you need me to help you put
Lord,
it together,
you got to get me in trouble. Okay, well, I gladly accept the challenge, and I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for being on the show. We hope to see you in the magazine, and we hope to support you in any way that we can, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing your fashion essence with Down South. Oh, wait, before you go, so the New York Fashion Week. Can you touch on that before we go? And then when you're done, you can just let people know how they can get in contact with you personally, your Instagram, and so on and so forth.
Okay. New York Fashion Week. Well, I was given the opportunity to do either the fashion shows or vending. I have never been, so I chose to be a vendor throughout the whole day. So I was a vendor for 4 shows. Each show has 5 designers. It was a great experience. I met a lot of amazing designers, a lot of different models. I realized as I was there that I played a little bit small. I could have got on the stage. I could have really, you know, done the fashion show
mm-hmm.
part. But out of fear, I kind of played it safe. I said, okay, I'll just, you know, work the whole day, so I'll be there. But I think I played it a little too safe. So
okay.
I learned a lesson, but it was an amazing experience. I mean, I had a great time. It is a lot of amazing independent designers out here. I've met women there who've been designing for 20-plus years, and kids designer and men designers making women clothes. You know, it's an amazing array of Black designers out here. And it was great to meet them. It wasn't like the Kardashians of New York Fashion Week show. It was more like us, you know. It was, you know, for us, by us type thing. And it was a great,
okay.
great, great experience. People from everywhere. I'm looking forward to next year. to do it bigger than what I did this year. So it was I was just blessed to be in the building. So.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, and then how can our listeners get in contact with you?
I could be reached on Instagram as Marie James Exclusive. I'm on Facebook as Marie James and also as Be Paparazzi Ready on Facebook.
Okay, okay.
And then the website is MarieJamesExclusive.com.
Okay, absolutely. And guys, don't forget her description. I mean, her link is in the show description, so all you have to do is just click on it, and it takes you to her website. So thank you so much. I'm already thinking about this challenge and how I'm going to pull it. Right. I'm no problem. I'm thinking about how I'm going to pull it off. Because today, I think fear and fashion don't go together. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's my thinking. Yeah. Fear and fashion don't go together because they're all about expression, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think fear is something that deserves to be expressed when it comes to fashion. Bye, Mr. Tudor. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys for listening in. I'm so sorry I can't get my life together right now. I got pineapple and mangoes in one hand and green juice in the other hand. You know how we do down south with the salt and vinegar and all that crazy business.
Right.
So I thought it only right for me to do some down south stuff while I'm on the I Love Down South .com talk show. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and we'll be here same time, same place next week. Next week we'll be having Taco Genius featured along with Dungeon Life, sports apparel and sports wellness living. They're going to be on. Yes, they're from down south, so I'm looking forward to it. Thank you again, Queen, for being on the line with us, and make sure you check out Marie James Exclusive .com. Okay. And shouts out to Mike Smith. Shouts out to Pink Hearts Inc. Shouts out to Mama's Gwen's Kitchen. Shouts out to Tiandra the model, honey. Okay. She had us working our thing out there. And again, shouts out to you, designer. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings. And I'll see you guys here same time, same place next week. All right. Peace.
Good night.
Good night.